News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Welcome back in on a Wednesday. It is Health and Wellness Wednesday as we take some time out each Wednesday edition of the program to focus on health and well-being topics that impact you, the listener out there. And part of that conversation, of course, a couple times a month is the folks at CSI of Fond du Lac County. We highlight different mental health resources and different service providers around our area, and we're going to talk with one of those people and groups here this morning. We're going to learn about the Delta Center, plus talk about some, I guess, frequently asked questions when it comes to getting mental health care and access to mental health. That'll be part of the conversation coming up in just a moment. But joining us on the phone this morning is Leah Koenig. She is a therapist with the Delta Center. We're going to talk about that, plus some different things going on with the Delta Center here this morning. Leah, thank you so much for taking some time to chat with us. How are you today?
I am well. Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking some time to talk with us. We're going to talk about some therapy that's being offered for children with the Delta Center. But first, for folks who are unfamiliar with Delta Center, tell us about it and what services does it provide the community?
Yeah, Delta Center is a mental health clinic here in Fond du Lac, and it's serving ages 3 and up. We have therapists here who do individual work, couples work, and family work. And we also have a provider with that does medication management, and she sees children 13 and up. And so, yeah, just kind of a mental health clinic that has a plethora of treatment options and modalities for people in the area.
Well, let's talk specifically about a service that I know is provided for children with Delta Center. It's experiential play therapy. Tell us about that, what it is, and what does it mean for children in our community who are using the services of that play therapy?
Yeah, so experiential play therapy is a treatment modality that is really helpful for children, especially younger children who struggle to have the vocabulary to express their experiences or the emotions and that sort of thing. Sometimes parents will find that they're trying traditional therapies with their children and they don't really seem to be getting anywhere. They're feeling kind of stuck in that treatment process. And so experiential play therapy gives the child the opportunity to learn and process their emotions and their experiences through play rather than having to explore them verbally. And so through this process, we're able to get an idea of why some of the more challenging behaviors are happening or the concerns that the parents are having about their child are presenting. And it helps us address behavior at the root or the core rather than just kind of looking at the behavior itself.
Why is play an important part of this therapy? Obviously, for kids, play is more fun than just sitting around a table and talking kind of in a formal setting. Obviously, from a therapy perspective, why is incorporating play into something like this important for a child's development?
Yeah, so a child's actually first language or form of communication is play. So from early on, they're utilizing play to communicate and to learn about their surroundings and the people around them. And so it gives an opportunity for the child to use that form of communication to process and to explore and express themselves in a developmentally appropriate way for the child.
When it comes to the Delta Center itself, how does a patient or someone in the community get referred to the services of the Delta Center itself?
Typically, anybody can always make that call to start here at Delta Center. Sometimes people who are current clients may refer somebody that they know or they're talking to the Delta Center, but anybody can certainly make the call, and our staff is willing to help walk them through the process of getting set up with services here at Delta Center.
And your role specifically as a therapist, what type of people do you work with at Delta Center?
I specifically work with ages 3 and up. I specialize more on the younger end of the spectrum. I am one of the therapists here that does the experiential play therapy. And so myself and Amanda Draxler also does a different style or form of play therapy with children as well.
We're talking with Leah Koenig, the therapist at the Delta Center, here with part of our Health and Wellness Wednesdays here at on KFIZ, and conversations with CSI of Fond du Lac County. And we just got done talking about experiential play therapy, and we talked a little bit about Delta Center itself, or Delta Center itself, and the services it's providing to the Fond du Lac area. And Leah, I know with CSI of Fond du Lac County, we always talk about mental health and access to mental health resources and things like that. And I know you wanted to talk about mental health care services and how people out there could figure out which services are covered by insurance, and some more information about telehealth and how that's working. Obviously, telehealth has been more prevalent in our society over the last year or so with COVID. Let's start with figuring out coverage of insurance by mental health or mental health services that are covered by insurance. With your experience at Delta Center, explain how people can go about that, because obviously there's some barriers people would probably see with getting access to mental health services and important things that they may need in their life. But what's the first step that people can do to figure out what services are covered by insurance?
Yeah, sure. Insurance is definitely a daunting topic sometimes. We always encourage people to reach out to their insurance company. They can always get information from them specifically. Once we do get them registered and set up for an appointment, we do also always go ahead and call their insurance to check their specific benefits to make sure that the insurance plan that they have will cover their services here. Typically, most of the time services that we do provide are covered by insurances. However, each plan is different. So it kind of takes getting those specifics for each individual person's plan in order to make sure there aren't any exceptions or anything of that sort.
And as you said, it can be a very daunting thing. And I think if people, they are maybe intimidated by it, they're intimidated by, a certain aspect of getting through that and trying to figure out, can I afford this? And that's a big hindrance to people stepping forward, and not just with mental health care, but any health aspect of what they may need. People might say, well, it's the cost that holds me back. But it's important, as you said, for people to reach out and do that research and take that step forward to really get the services they need, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Speaking of telehealth, I know you wanted to talk a little bit about that, and that's become a very prevalent thing in our world over the last year or so with COVID having to shift how we visit health professionals, whether it be mental health or healthcare physicians in our country. Explain telehealth. Does telehealth play a role in what Delta Center does here locally, or how can people learn more about telehealth and integrate that into their care needs?
Yeah, telehealth. We switched over primarily to telehealth at the beginning of COVID. Each of our providers here did get certified to provide services via telehealth, and with that, it's certainly not ideal. We would prefer to have people in person. The connections just are better, and clients have given feedback as well that, in person is always better. However, we've been making it work with video and audio sessions. We have a platform called doxy.me that we use that is HIPAA compliant, maintains that privacy and confidentiality piece for clients, has created a window for flexibility for the clients in their ability to attend sessions at maybe different times of the day than they would have before when they were having to travel. Telehealth has certainly been a major part of what Delta Center is providing for clients through everything going on with COVID.
It's really changed the way things have gone, as you briefly talked about that. Obviously, being a therapist, you want to see people and talk to people and interact with them in person. But when that can't happen, it's kind of opened up a new world of ways to do things. And I can imagine there was a lot of probably learning on the fly from your perspective. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. It was a big change for all of us to switch from that in-person to that telehealth format. It was definitely a big change.
Leah, if people want to learn more about Delta Center or maybe experiential play therapy and some of the services being provided by Delta Center, is there a way they can find out more? Is there a website maybe or social media accounts that Delta Center has in place that they can go to learn more?
Yeah, we have a website, which is deltactr.com, that you can certainly get more information from. And there is a Facebook page as well for Delta Center that we have. So
very good, Leah. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it too.